Daf Yud Zayin Tosfos. We'll start with Tosfos Zayin and Beis. We already said it, but we'll say it again. Akapechas b'ni. Tosfos says Loshna Shvua, meaning I'll kill him if this is not the truth, that this is Halacha b'kupachas. We find the same thing in the pasuk, Chei Parim Teitzimuzet, which means Shaloi Teitzimuzet, that you will not come out. The Shemaya heard it, the Torah made a mistake. They were metame because of Kelim HaMe'ilam HaMeis. Rashi explains they were metame the farmer, Tumas Erev, because he touched with Kelim the Ramal, meaning that's oil on the mace, which is Tumas Tumas Zayin. Just like someone touches with Tumas mace, which is Tumas Tumas Erev in Atayra. Taisa says, why did the guy who heard it make a mistake and thought they were Tumas Tumas Zayin? Since it's a double posture, the person that touched the Tumas mace, there's only Tumas Tumas Erev, he's only a Risha. Also, in Atayra, the farmer is Tumas Tumas Zayin because of Tumas B'chiburim is touching it. The Yikrav B'Dikrav B'chiburim is Tumas Zayin in Atayra, as it says in the second paragraph of the Zara. And even b'chiburim b'oil tamei tumas zayin, as we see in the beginning of Olas. Therefore, Taisa says they were metame this farmer tumas zayin because of tumas b'chiburim. The one that heard it made a mistake because it's not so possible for him this din tumas b'chiburim, and he thought because of oil they were metame. Since there is behek of tefach, therefore he learned kala matat b'vim tumas metame kala shatachtav b'shem oil b'umetame, not because of negiyah. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll fix it up, that the words of the Chacham should be Mekoyim, that all the Matat Levina Tumma on all the Maris were Medea, because of oil to be Matamah to Veshiva. Meaning, even when there's not Shaykh Tumma Chiburim, for instance, there is a cloth that's massive between the Mardea and his Basa, because the Sudha is Tumma to Veshiva because of Chiburim, because Chibur Adam and Mace, and the Adam is not Tumma even with their Bonin, for the Tumma Sarah, because Tumma Deraisa, but it's Tumma with their Aisa, as we see in Perak Gimel Minim, they were goes on an Adam Tumma that's Tumma Zion because of oil, they shouldn't think. Those that don't know them, Tumas b'chiburim, and they'll say that a Tumas Tumas Erev is only b'shem oil, because b'kefet tefach. So therefore, they'll come to say that you're not the oil, only Tumas Erev. Therefore, the regozer that is Tumas Zayin, like a person becomes Tumas b'oil. They didn't differentiate, even if there is something that's mafsik between him and the Mardeya. Three kirchers, or four, and the person will come a revir or chamish, even more. Even if the Tatan of Pshutik Le'et that are not makabel Tumah, it's not Shaykh Tumas b'chiburim. So Dafka Uvim Mardeya that has this circumference of tefach. But less than that, they don't want to make a mistake because it's on oil. Even though they won't know the Tumah Chiburim, they won't make a mistake and they just ask for the reasoning. And then any other person that can't say Tefach, since there isn't a Shum Tumah Chiburim, it needs oil chashiv like any other things. Taisa says, why were they metame Tumah Zayim and Shum Chiburim according to Rav Tarfon? And Mardei is a Pshuta Klei Eitz, and it's not Mekaba Tumah. Because it must be speaker where the Darben, which means the plug that you plug in, into the collar is not Masech Madeya, because if the Darab was in it, it would be Matama, even Mechalshu, whatever's under it, because Chereb Arekechol would be metal, even via oil, as it says in the first Perek in Olas. And the whole Pasuk speaks of Chalal Chereb, with Ashen, Tumas Oil, and Nazar Perek and Gadol. So when Tam says it's considered a base kibble, the place where they put the Darab in the Madas, but it's not a base kibble that's considered to be filled up, because they're not conveyed only sometimes. They put it in there, and sometimes they don't. And so they take it out. And so does Mash from Sech. It's Kalem, that's Ksira Beis Kibble. It says Mardeya has an outside and an inside. This, it says in the ninth parak, a thimble that was inside a needle and a malmaid that went inside the darben, they would be torah. And they went into the oil, they became tameh, meaning just the darben itself touched the Kikah Shel Truma Torah. It's Mashmah, the malmaid, which is the guiding, the thing that goes into the collar. It's Choshev, Shutikleitz. Therefore, it's tor. It becomes tor. It stays tor. The Kikah Shel Truma touched in the Malamed, which is the guiding thing. The Malamed was not Mekabel Tumah from the Darben. And Malamed and Mardeya was talking about all one thing. The research, you can explain it in this way. It's impossible to take out the Darben, and then, unless you break first the base kibble, therefore it's not considered a base kibble. So B'Shamah said, I'll be Goyzer Tumah even on harvesting. So Rav Rabbeinu Parat says that therefore they weren't goyzer, they're only masika. Gzer Shemitzer, they might come to do it in boxes that are lined. That's not shaykh by olives, because the juice that goes out of them is not ksera mashka. It says Maseches Machshir, moil ashemen is kashemen. That's dafka the moil that comes after you squeeze it out, after it stood in the thing 2 or 3 days. Comes out like a Yankov in the beginning of Chavis, but the moil, a yitzah, the masika, by just harvesting even a Bianca was more than star. So to the Xer of Noishkas, and promise a person goes out to his vineyard to see if grapes got time to harvest, is also not shy of them. And the mail comes out very well that it says later on in Bresh Chavis, someone who cracks the zeis and see if they came in the time to be the Masikil Nat, it's not Moksha Lekavah Torah. So what says, Honi Chalaman Dama Kalita Mechayshav Mashka. So again, Rashi didn't know where it was. Tais brings down to Sefta Mashin by Areva, which is a big mixing bowl that the drip fell in. B'Sham says B'chiyutan. When do we say it's B'Tayra? But B'Tmeya, everyone's made this B'chiyutan. That's the words of Rameir. This is what it's Tomei or Torah. B'Sham says B'chiyutan. B'Sham says it's not B'chiyutan. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Since they could do like Shmuel, they believe. The Rivo says, Trumus Maisa, which is not Shach, do like Shmuel, let's be Geyser. So the Rivo says, the truth is that the Emes they were Geyser on Gedula Trum Gedoyla. And he just wants to say one time for all of them. The Maram says, the Trumus Maisa, the Levim, I believe, because they don't give Maisa only to Levim that are Chaverim. The Rivo says that those that were Chashidin would not be Mafresh at all, as we see in Saita, and the Chaverim that were Mafresh would be Mehemna. This is based on the Tosfos Yeshanim. And so we said it's Truma Tumeya in the hands of a kohen. We're worried they might stay by him and by come to the day Kala. Rashi says, David, that goes even if we're planted, it's Tama. The reason says we see before Shapar Kal Shah, planting of Truma Tumeya is Tahir and Melotama. It's not Tama. You're just not allowed to eat it for Zaran. As we said over there, but for Kahn it's Mutter. So it says, since it's not eaten the Zaran because of Revich Purta, that becomes Tor, so they won't leave it by them. And this that says here, the Rechoshev the Kala, and end of Psachim, Basil says he should do it zilov and spritz on the fire. I could say that here, Moed Basil, that sometimes you have to leave it a full year till Zmanzriya, so therefore we're worried. Whereas over there, it's just for a short while, just throw it on the fire. Al Pito Hashem Shriyan, the Rebbe asked, why would the Machman more by wine to Asavano more than bread and oil? And explained because the wine is Mosmeach Lakim Anoshim, and they used to pour it for Avodah Zorah, even Shlebif Ne'anachis, since they needed to ask it because when they're saying, David Chum gave a din, the Chaim Raviyah in Hesach Mamish. Sometimes they would ask it even Shlebif Ne'anachis, not in front of the guy. So when says, it's very good according to Rebbe, according to Rebbe, says 17. He could have also said, even according to Tarfon, what are you going to say? Rashi counts Ein Poel Ein Koren as two. So as Mashmat says in the Braisa Eilam Alachas, doesn't say the Braisa Ella, Hanetarte. This doesn't count Mafchim Ben Bigdel Bigdel Ishtai, or Shamash Boy the Kaisis and Karas, Larner, because those are learned out of these two, which is the Iker. But he asks, why doesn't Rashi count those that the Yechal Zavim Hazava, that Zichvan Yitchaz Dava, because it says in the Mishnah Mefurish. And if he's a Eichel Rishon and Eichel Shein, he would be counted as one. Or Abba Resh Ruba Maim Shuvim and Tashnaf Lugim Shuvim would be counted as one. Because if not this, would not have this. Just like bread, oil, and wine were the same, is considered one gazer. And that, the Eichel Zav Parsh Zav Amorans, that it says in the Sefer Eil Malachas, we could say that's Bechlal, Eichel Zav Mazav. The same says because they were goyzer on the nidas, they'll be nifresh from there touching them, and they won't get mixed in with them. They won't be intermarried. Unin Rashi explained they put in the oven and it becomes white, so there's mash in the second parag. We say unin shall pishtan when they turn white. You don't spread out mitzudas, even on Shabbos Nam, if you spread out mitzudas, not chayav chatz, because it doesn't know if it will capture or not. Nevertheless, they were goyzer to spread out a trap, because sometimes you might come to chayav chatz, for instance, right away, as he spreads it out, it gets captured. That's what we see in the Sefta. Someone spreads a trap for a behemoth or a bird, and it goes in right away, it's chayav. He has to leave it enough time to be trapped. How does he know when the chayav will come? The Yishami says, where he spreads out, v'chorshim, where there's a lot of chayas there. And speak of this case where you won't be able to capture the mitzuda, only one or two. Because otherwise, what does it help this capture with you? You can capture afterwards when it's dark also. We said, even though if he does it on Shabbos, he's not chayav achatas. Nevertheless, since the goy is a mechamer, or does b'shabbos v'dayim, something which he's throw would be awesome. As Rashi explains, because it'll be exchanged to be his shliach. But in these things in the ratio where he doesn't do on Shabbos, Issa V'dayim, they weren't goyzer, unless he's chayav achatas. And that's the reason why he can't give skins to be tanned. So he can't give skins to be tanned, but still a matter. From here, Rabbeinu Tam says you can be matter via kablonis, meaning you do it with Torah, not a worker, but with Torah's contract. Contract where a goy could build on Shabbos. It means a raya from Rechaim, a mill, that Basil is matter, according to the Rabbis in the Gemara, that you're allowed to leave the achit, but yeah, and leave it there the whole Shabbos. It's kolshka, the kablon has been going, it's mutter. It's not raya, because everyone knows that the Rechaim grind by themselves, and they also know that the wheat will put there on Shabbos. But kablon is by a contract, they'll say, he told them to do it on Shabbos. It means a raya from the end of Perek, with the first Perek, with the Zohar, the end of the first Perek, with the Zohar. It says, you can rent out a field to a goy What's the reason? Because Aris is doing his Arisa. So here too, Kablanus is doing his Kablanus. Even if Shulman Lazar argues on him, we pass like a Shulman Aliel, Stamish is Kavose. This that we say might cut. That someone who gets a present in the Tchum is not allowed to take it out of the Tchum is Mutter, but out of the Tchum is Mutter. He sets the Rhine of Benitan there, the whole Gemara speak about an oval. Therefore they were Machmer. Tyson says, to me it appears that some are Machmer Chalamoid more than an oval. Even when the Machmer Tveba oval, from the Chalamoid, there's Moed of Shabbos that's more Chalamoid. The Rhine says, this that it says in the Gemara, a lot of gifts, tans to be tanned, skins to be tanned, that's Dafke if it's detached. It's not Mephorsim. The guy does it in his own house, and you don't know it's for a Jew. So to we see Moed Katan and Oval Malachi at the Chayim of Esai shouldn't do it. In someone else's house, they could do it because they don't know it's for the Oval. But Kablanis, the contract that's Mechuber, which he's doing in the Shus of the Yid, which is Mephorsim, that's Asim Sechat Chum. Because the one that sees it will say, ah, he's a Sechir Yom. So it was Mashmi. Sham in Pirkan that says, the the Nachum that do it with a Jew in their own house is Asar, in the Jew's house. But in the own house, in the guy's house, is Mutter. Shimon also said, Dafke Bekibaris is a contractor. But if he does a Bishar, meaning Sechir Yom, the man's own one is detached, but Mechub is Asar. In another city, where it's Vitalish, Mechub is Mutter. Shimon Kahn said, in the name of Ravacha, in Shabbos, Ve'evel, and Ve'dezor, Lachzak, Shimon also, and Rabbein Tam, Nami, said when he built this house, he wasn't Seimach on the Tshuva, but he was not Mata. And the Teis Yishonim fears always, but in the field is Mutter Kishon Amil, because the field, we usually do sharecroppers, not hired by the day. When a Jew tells a guy to be Masakin shoes or to buy, shouldn't say do it tomorrow, because then it's like a Sechir Yom. He should say do it whenever you want. If the guy brought him his candle, he knows they loaned it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, we'll see later on. A guy that lit a candle for a Jew, is you're not allowed to use the candlelight on Shabbos. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf Yud Zayin.